Meanwhile, we got the wildfires that are raging in Ontario, and we're seeing the fallout of that right here. I mean, it is.
I've never seen it this thick before.
It really feels like it's getting thicker.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just the sun is shining a little more now, but very orange hue outside. Bless you.
Might be the smoke.
It's got to be the smoke outside. Be the smoke outside. Coming up on the other side, Jamie joins the show. Very special week for her. Last treatment, ringing the bell.
I was playing that song in my car after I saw that video.
What song?
You can ring my bell. Ring my bell. I had to play that.
That's very cool. We'll talk to Jamie coming up. It's Share Morning.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Woo! Woo! Boy, it's a great sound, isn't it?
I love it. Love it.
Jamie Edmonds completed her last chemo treatment this week and got to ring that bell. Jamie, what a video, what a sound it was. I love Olivia was there with you and rang it too.
Ryan, everybody.
Unbelievable stuff. Yeah. We're so happy.
I mean, I got emotional hearing it. I'm not even watching the video. It was it felt like such a milestone to hit after like 5 months of some really tough stuff. And I feel so great about it. And that second ring you hear is my child ringing.
Yes. And you know what, Jamie? I just when you rang the bell and seeing your face and you were crying, it was a cry of joy, but it also seemed like a kind of a cry of relief as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, like I just said, 5 months of like despair and dark times, and this is really hard to do to your body, and just like all of it was like flooding out after I rang it.
And you know, the chemo treatment you've been on for the last few weeks has been a little more intense than that initial round. Do you get a little boost knowing that you're done now? And I mean, obviously you're I'm sure you're still feeling the effects of it, but do you get a little boost knowing that that was the last one and you're through that part of the journey here?
Yeah, these side effects are a little easier to handle knowing it's the last time. Hopefully, knock on wood, right?
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
But yeah, it's a lot easier to handle this time.
So what's next, Jamie, after this? You get a little downtime right now, correct?
Yeah, so now they do scans, and there's anxiety over all that. Like, what's it looking like in there right now? But there's scans, and then they let your body heal a little bit, and then I have surgery in the middle of August. So there's still a road here, but that was just – it's been such a big week.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, the podcast continues, Jamie's Journey, Angels Along the Way, and we've got a new episode of that dropping this week – or dropping today.
Yeah, today. So I thought it would be good to have an infusion nurse – for this week, because, you know, this was the last chemo, and just these are angels inside of Henry Ford who do all this work, who administer the drugs to all of our fellow cancer patients who are there. And so I have a chemo infusion RN on this week's pod, and we talk about the process. We try and make it less scary if, say, someone's listening and they haven't done it yet, and just like some of the anecdotes that she has along the way.
You know, still helping people, Jamie. You're still helping people, even though your journey continues. You're still helping people, and that's so great.
Well, that's the hope. I hope people are listening and they're getting helped by it in some way, and it's resonating. That's been my goal this whole time.
Well, and these are your angels, but there are a lot of people's angels, because it's, you know, like we get, I'm sure you guys get it a lot in this business too. It's like, well, how do you do that? How do you tell a story, a really sad story, or how do you talk about politics every day? And it's like, well, eventually it's your job, and it's something that you enjoy doing, and you do it. And these people are literally helping save people's lives on a daily basis.
Sure.
And to me, that would have to, like, I just could never imagine being in that position. So I'm glad you're talking about that aspect, because I mean, they are literally giving people hope, giving people medicine, and helping people get better.
Well, yeah. And like, you develop relationships with these nurses, because I've been doing this for 5 months. I've been watching that Henry Ford Tower be built for 5 months,
right.
Talking to these people and asking them about their lives for a while. So you get to know them. And so I asked her that question. Her name is Erica Peck, and it'll be the podcast today. But I said, like, why did you choose this path? You could do any kind of nursing. It seems like there might be some sad stories attached to this kind of work. And she's like, well, I mean, there are, regardless of whatever, you know, subtype you pick of nursing, but there's also a lot of triumphs, like someone who gets through chemo and rings the bell. She likes watching that too.
You know, also there was a video. It was the video of you ringing the bell and Olivia
ringing
the bell.
It's true. We need context to this other video.
But the other video, you know, it seems like you were out kind of dancing a little bit. And they were like, oh, my God, Jamie has to do the dance when she comes back to the show. I said, listen, Jamie can get down, just so you know.
That was the front desk there at the Henry Ford Cancer Pavilion. And there is a man there who says hello and goodbye every time you walk in. I just love him.
Okay.
And when I was walking out, I was like, hey, guess what? It's my last chemo or whatever. And he had this like little clapper thing and everybody that was there started clapping. So then I just started dancing.
Nice.
Okay, nice. Okay.
I love it. It's what you feel in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very cool. And so like, was there a big celebration afterwards? Was it just relief and recovery and trying to feel okay? Like, what was it like for you the last couple of days?
Yeah, it was I felt like celebrating, and my mother-in-law, so sweet, she hosted like a little luncheon. So all the people I invited who had come to chemo with me came to our house, and we had little sandwiches, and, you know, a couple speeches were made, tears were shed. And sure. We just talked about this journey that all of these people have helped me and been with me on. And then I was like, okay, going to bed. See you later.
And, you know, something that really touched me as well is after you rang the bell and Olivia rang the bell and you were crying, Olivia was wiping your face, wiping your tears and stuff.
Yeah.
And how much of an influence has she been through all of this to you?
Right. I've told this to you guys. This three-year-old is comforting me. And it's just unbelievable how she's figured all of this out and how to say the right thing at the right time at her young, young age.
Yeah.
And how she's like, don't cry, mommy. It's going to be okay. Like, she's just been the best, which is why I do think she'll adapt when I have the surgery and
sure.
I can't pick her up. And that's going to be hard, too. But
yeah.
She'll figure it out.
No.
Yeah, she's on the journey too.
Absolutely.
Right?
It's the boo-boo.
Right.
It's the boo-boo. Uh-huh. That's right.
It's the boo-boo.
That's very cool.
And then she did this morning. She goes, when is the boo-boo going to be gone? Because I want to go to Disney World. And I'm like,
she has not forgotten that.
No.
Fair. Fair point. Fair question to ask. She's a journalist in training, is what that is.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Meanwhile, we're happy you're feeling okay. We're
Thank
feeling
you.
You're rejuvenated.
Yes.
Right. And now you rest for a little while before the next stage, the scans and the surgery down the road. But what do you plan on doing during this time?
This off time.
The best thing ever. I'm going to see the Backstreet Boys in Las Vegas at the Sphere.
Of course she is. Of course she is.
That's how I'm celebrating.
I thought she was going to be like, we're going to a beach somewhere and we're going to kick
Backstreet Boys, buddy.
Backstreet Boys at the Sphere, no less. Yes. That's
at
pretty good.
At the Sphere. I've been wanting to do that. They're coming back. And so I think that's a great way to celebrate.
Well, Backstreet's back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Backstreet's back.
And so is Jamie.
And so is Jamie.
And so is Jamie.
All right. We love you. It's good to talk with you.
Jamie.
Congratulations
Thanks,
on everything. We're so happy for you.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
All right.
We'll talk.
See ya.
All right. That's Jamie Edmonds. Getting to ring that bell.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Woo! Woo! Awesome.
Love it.
Awesome. That's going to do it for us. All talk coming your way next here on WJR. See ya.